everyone. Your designers are here.
I'm Anita with Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home.
And we have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
This is episode 36. Today we're talking about laundry rooms.
Oh, good. I need to. I need well, some advice about my laundry room.
Aren't you getting ready to redo yours, Kelly? Yeah,
I am, and I can't wait. But before we throw in a load of laundry, ladies, let me tell you about our sponsor for today's episode. We've got a really special opportunity for our listeners. So it's canvaspeople.com.
Oh, and I
canvaspeople.com. It's a service that transforms your photos into beautiful canvas prints. So you can preserve your memories. They're not sitting in a book or on your phone. You can put them up on the wall or out on the table. All their products are made in the U.S., and they are so excited to be sponsors of Decorating Tips and Tricks. They have a special opportunity for our listeners. You can get a free, totally free, 11x14
totally
canvas
free?
Print.
Really?
Totally free, except for shipping. You have to just pay your shipping.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So it's great for Mother's Day, a graduation gift, Father's Day. They also have pillows and mugs, you know, with the photos on them on their site. But the canvas is what is the free offer. So one free 11x14, all you have to do is pay the shipping.
Oh, that's
and you're
so
going to
want
to use the code decorating at their site, canvaspeople.com. And we'll put that in the show notes for you.
Can I just tell you how easy they are to order? I just ordered one. And beautiful. And you can have black and white ones, or you can choose a sepia, or they even have color enhancement. And I chose a color one. Very, very easy to order. And what I loved about it is they have a wraparound canvas that goes around the frame so you don't see the frame. It's just a beautiful
canvas.
Nice.
And that's my preference as a photographer. I love the wraparounds.
I do too. And I also ordered a frame. You can order a frame that goes with your canvas. Very, very reasonable.
Yeah. And they have the different depths too. You can get a real one that's got it's deep, or one that's, you know, not so deep on that. So
and you can see we really love our sponsors. This is a good company and a really great deal for our listeners.
Yeah, so fun. So I hope you all take advantage of that. Again, it's one free 11x14 canvas, and you're going to use the code decorating at canvaspeople.com, and you can thank them, a la Decorating Tips and Tricks. So now let's get in the laundry room.
All righty. Well, you know, I think the way you approach a laundry room really depends a lot on how much space you have, because I know some people have really just a closet for just a stacking washer dryer. And in that case, there's really not, you know, a lot you can do there. But most people have a little more space than that. So we're going to be talking about what you can do in there. And this brought up kind of a discussion for me, because in our new house, there's a counter in my laundry room. It's about 4 feet wide. And the big argument was whether or not to put a sink in. My husband was really pushing for the sink, which I thought was odd considering he's probably spent all of 15 minutes in the laundry room in 4 years.
It's not a place he frequents often.
I'm just saying, I have yet to run into him in there.
Okay, gotcha.
So I don't even know why the man had an opinion about whether there should be a sink in there. But I'm just saying, I voted for not a sink in mine, because I have about 4 feet, which is really about the right length to fold pants and towels and that sort of thing. And had I put a sink in there, I wouldn't have room for that. So I think you really need to be thinking about, are you going to need a sink more, or folding space? And I've got a sink across the hall, so I chose not to. But in an old house, we did not have room for it. We just had the sink next to the washer dryer. So the sink really made sense, because had I not used the sink, there wouldn't have been enough room to really fold anything anyway. So you know, just keep that in mind on whether or not you even want to sink in there.
You know, Anita, that's a really good point. Now, in my laundry room, we just did our laundry room a little, maybe about 6 months ago, and I opted for a sink. We have a little space, and I don't have a lot of room to fold, but I like the idea of a utility sink in there. And when we first had our house built, we had a really deep, one of those real utility sinks that, you know, aren't too fancy. And because we paint and I do decorative painting and we have dogs, that really came in handy. We opted for a deep sink when we did the remodel, and it actually has a nice cupboard underneath of it. And I use that a lot. Okay. And I also use my laundry room as a place when I have a large group of people for dinner or I have holiday dinner. I also use it to stack all my dirty dishes so it doesn't overwhelm my kitchen. So I did go with that. And here's another.
Those are like a butler's pantry.
Yeah. Almost. Oh, yes. Yeah. And here's another thing.
Yeah, I think the point you're saying, let me just pause for a second here.
Sure.
And to say, I think the point that we're making here is not to put a sink or not put a sink, but really think about how you're using your laundry room. And that's going to really determine what you put in there and what makes sense for you. Go ahead, Yvonne.
Right.
In my dream laundry room, I would have one of those pet washing stations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are great.
I love those.
Well, and I
would forego the sink. To have
Are
that.
You giving Emmett a hint? Because he really needs to be groomed. I think he's giving me the slide eye here, wondering what you're talking about. Is she talking about me?
We have dogs here that like to roll in the farmland. So
the derriere.
They get groomed, but sometimes they need a good washing in between.
Yeah, yeah. No, we definitely wash Emmett in between his professional groomings. I am in the midst of. Actually, right now, as we speak, if you can hear some banging, we are working on the barn. And in the barn is going to be my laundry room. We just don't have room in house for a laundry room.
Now, how far of a walk is it to the barn then for you to do your laundry? So you'll have to haul it all out there and bring it back.
Well, remember I put up those cafe lights? 50 feet.
Oh, well, here's the deal. You need to either
I know it's 50 feet of light, so it's about 50 feet.
You either need to get a golf cart.
A golf cart for 50 feet.
A laundry or a shopping cart, or rig up some kind of laundry chute.
You guys are so funny. I've been doing
a pulley system.
There you go.
I just put a big line. No, I've been doing this. I mean, it's been, oh my gosh, let's call it unadorned. Well, you know, it's been awful, really. The washer and the dryer have been sitting just on the cement floor. Mm-hmm. Amongst boxes and Christmas ornaments and all the stuff that we just haven't had room to or places to put yet, for the 18 months we've lived here. So really not a problem. I have bags or a basket and I just haul it back and forth. And it's really not a big deal. It's great exercise. And I'm so looking forward to having a laundry room. I've actually, when I think about it, I don't think I've ever had a separate laundry room before.
Now you'll be excited.
Yeah. In the house we built right before we moved here, I had it in the big washer dryer in a bifold closet. And the house in Southampton, they were just in the basement, in an unfinished basement. So that was kind of a hassle. And then in the house right before here, I had my washer and dryer right in the kitchen. There was sort of an L shaped, we had an L-shaped kitchen, and so they were right under the
European
counter.
European thing with the washer dryer in your kitchen, then.
Exactly, and I actually have, if we can talk about the machinery for a moment, I actually have a brand of washer and dryer, and this is my second set of them, and I absolutely love.
I think this is so interesting.
Yeah, well, the Miele, that's what I have.
And the other thing I was going to bring up when we're talking about equipment, because I have the front loads that I love because they really wring out that extra water. Mm-hmm. I think I have Samsung, but I just got a new dryer has a steam cycle. So if your clothes are really wrinkled, you know how you put them in that extra cycle just to get the wrinkles out, but this adds steam to them, so it's supposed to really get those wrinkles out. So I'm very excited about
that. I have
that
too, Anita, and I love it.
Oh, so it works well? Because
it's
in the mountains.
It does. I mean, I have one that has so many bells and whistles on it, and I use all of them. And my washer has a sanitize setting, which I love.
The silver setting. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I even have a setting because the newer front load washers tend to get that mildewy smell. I even have a cycle that gets rid of that. I've had so many of my blog readers ask, how do you get rid of the smell? And, I'm not sure other than I use that cycle and it's fine.
Well, Yvonne, let me add this to what you're saying. I've mm-hmm. never had the problem with the smell.
Yeah, I've not either.
But the reason is because I never shut that door all the way unless it's in use. So if we're leaving for a while, or if we're not going to be using the washing machine for a while, I actually get a paper towel in that rubber fitting around in the seal and get out any water and so make sure it's completely dry in there. So
that is a fabulous tip.
So do not shut
that door. Guess what I'm doing next time.
Mm-hmm. Don't shut that door if you're not, because I think that's how the smell gets in there, is by shutting that door. And I've had these washer and dryers for, at least probably 5 years or so, mm-hmm. and I've never mm-hmm. had an issue. So keep that door open.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's smart. That's a good idea. Now, I actually didn't do that here because I was afraid like a squirrel would get in it or something.
Yeah. Yes, I would definitely be afraid of
now
that.
Now that I'm battening down my hatches,
or something. Yes,
I can do it. Yeah.
Well, they can get out then. Well, another thing.
Unless it's sleeping, you put the laundry in really quick. I did want to ask you, when we're talking about, I know we both have Samsungs, mm-hmm. Anita. Mm-hmm. Did you go with the extra drawer on the bottom or not?
I did, because I didn't need to use the top as a countertop. Mm-hmm. So I did get the stands. I don't use those drawers, but I do like that I don't have to lean over so far. What about you?
That's why I got it, so I don't mm-hmm. have to keep bending. And I love the drawers. And actually, I do put things in the drawers. The only thing is I'm not a fan. This is confession time. When I fold laundry, I have to watch television.
Okay.
I hate
don't
to fold
listen
laundry.
To I podcasts? Listen to podcasts.
I do.
My dear. You must listen to podcasts.
Oh my goodness. I don't even want
to
hear this.
But I listen to I watch
what
the
is she talking about? T what?
Heresy.
I watch the cooking channel when I'm folding laundry. I do not. Laundry is like my least favorite thing to do. I love having the smell of clean clothes. I do like hanging laundry on the line, believe it or not. But I do not like to fold. And so I have to watch the cooking channel. So it's like my little treat if I'm a good girl and fold everything well. I just take in a basket to my family room. And so I don't need a place to fold the laundry in my laundry room.
Oh, right.
But I love
that
not bending over.
Frees you up.
Yeah, that's right. But when I'm doing laundry, I am listening to Decorating Tips and Tricks. So I'm just going to put that out
there. Now, that's a shameless plug, but yes,
it's
true.
Those girls make me laugh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I get back to my machinery, please?
Yes, of course. Sorry. Circle back.
Yeah, you and your big Samsungs. Okay, I got some lean, mean German machines. I tend to the German. My husband's German. I mean, not like super German. I mean, he was born here.
We
but
have
just.
A German vehicle, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, there. Okay, so I mean, they don't kid around. Yeah. So the Milas that I have
really
is my
into
second
that
set.
Performance. So yeah.
Yes.
I'm
high
so
performance.
Interested. Yes.
Okay, when the man came to level, install it and level it, he was like, oh, I'm putting they're very particular. They come in their pristine outfit. And he was very put off that he was putting it out in this like makeshift situation with like the water. The water tube is like hung up on the ceiling and coming down. I'm like, don't worry, we're getting to this. This is phase 12 of my restoration. It'll be all right. But he was like, oh, okay. So when he aligned it, and he said, you want to make sure you pack this tight. If you think you can't put one more thing in, stuff one more thing in. That's how these machines work best.
I love
this.
Because they're small, right? Is that they're?
It's 24 inches wide and it's counter height. So it was perfect.
I wish I had known about this, because at the mountains, I had an old, we just bought the house and we rented out. Mm-hmm. So I had a standard size, dryer, the old kind. And I went mm-hmm. with the Samsung with the front load. Well, I guess the both. Yeah, obviously all dryers are front load. But anyway, one of the round ones, like that match the front load.
Well,
washers,
those big machines, I mean, they look like you're getting into like the cockpit of a rocket or something when you open that up.
Like a time machine.
It's on the stand.
The point I want to make is our door, once we change out the washing machine, we will no longer be able to open the door. Because the point I want to make is if someone's changing out one of the older washer dryers for these new Samsung tile or maybe even a different brand, just make sure you really have room for that door to clear. And so your brand, is it Miele? How do you pronounce it?
Miele.
Miele. Miele.
Miele. Like Sheila. Miele.
Okay. So the Miele, would probably fit much better. I wish I had thought about that. That would have been great.
Oh, they're tiny. Yes. And they're, you know, they're European sized. And in Europe, I mean, obviously people have houses and country homes and all of that, but a lot of people live in smaller spaces than they do in the U.S. or in apartments mm-hmm. or a situation in the city dwelling. And so that's really what these are for. It even has an option, which I went for, and I think I'm going to stick with it, where the water can compress through a little tank that you just pull out. So I pull, instead of the water just, it's almost like saving gray water. Instead of the water just flowing back in and going, you know, wherever it goes, mm-hmm, you know, into mm-hmm. the drains mm-hmm. and far away, I pull it out. I do it after every load. Sometimes it's not full. But I pull it out and I walk over to my plants and I water them.
Oh, so you can save that water.
You're such a garden girl.
Well, is that okay with the soap and is that going to mess your plants up?
Well, it's from the dryer.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see now. Oh, great.
It's from the dryer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So okay, anyway, there's that. They used to come in stainless as well. And that's what I had in my house in San Marino before we moved to Pasadena. And that looked great because I had all stainless appliances. So, and it was right in the kitchen. The countertop just, you know, it was the same level, okay. Just went right over them. The thing is, you do have to, I mean, I'm a small person. I have to definitely squat or even like I'll just kneel down mm-hmm. and, you know, stuff them in.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, it's you definitely you have to have, you know, take that into consideration.
But that
if you
would
don't
be great
like doing
for
that.
A small apartment or studio mm-hmm. apartment or something.
A small house.
And they're just electric. You just plug them right in.
Sweet.
For heaven's sake.
Well, everyone else probably already knew about this, but something I've added recently to my laundry room is one of those stand-up steamers. You know, not associated with the dryer, but mm-hmm. a steamer for mm-hmm. my clothes.
Ironing,
because,
to iron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of ironing. And mm-hmm. I'm loving that. So I'm pretty
excited.
It's
so funny that you should say that. I was volunteering over the weekend at the thrift store where I volunteer with my girls. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a charity thrift store. And it's mostly clothes. And so a lot of the stuff comes in, you know, stuffed in bags and shopping bags. And there are steamers there. And all the women... We're like, after I, you know, except we rotate steamer duty, you know, you work the cash register, you merchandise, you do steamer duty. So I was, my next job was steamer duty. And the woman just finished, she's like, you know, after I've been steaming here, I got a steamer for home because I can't believe mm-hmm. what a yeah. difference it mm-hmm. makes.
Well, I'm loving mine. So I'm very excited about that. So if you don't have one, you might try one.
Yeah, we have a
everyone
small
at
one
the
at home
thrift store is
it.
Buying a steamer.
Yeah.
So it must be
it.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. And it's got mm-hmm. a place to hang your clothes. So that's something I recommend. And then obviously mm-hmm. we all, you know, if you have room, I think having a rack to hang your clothes because, you know, obviously best practices, pull mm-hmm. those out when they're slightly mm-hmm. damp, hang them up.
Yes.
I'm not going to say I do this a lot, but I know I'm supposed to.
But even the napkins, because I used I like to use cloth napkins. If you pull them out a little damp mm-hmm. and just flatten them out, mm-hmm. it's so much easier than having this little rumpled ball.
Well, here's another thing. I have a rack that pulls out from my wall. So
oh,
it has
nice.
A nice shelf on it and you can pull it out. And even if my dishcloths get a little damp, before I even throw them into a laundry basket, which I have in my laundry room, I want to dry them out. I don't want to put a damp dishcloth or a dish towel in my laundry basket in the laundry room. So I uh-huh. use that. But I have a big drying rack because we have a door that goes to the outside oh. in our laundry room.
Oh, that's
and I
nice.
Put that on the patio. So I've just been so spoiled because I really love to sun dry clothes.
Oh, mm-hmm. that. Well, and if you've got stains, that's really good for, I've had some dye stains from some of these old grain sacks mm-hmm. And some things that were not going to come out any other way, but I put them out in the sun and boy, that really, if there's some stain mm-hmm. that's not coming out, you can get them out there. And then also, yeah, I should share, I have a new linen lady that I buy linens from, and she has some fabulous tips for getting stains out. But anyway, that's...
Oh, why don't you share that in the show notes?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk.
That's awesome.
Oh, we could do a whole linen episode.
But here,
yeah,
I have a
oh.
problem. There you
ooh,
go.
Oh, yes. Oh, Anita excited. Just woke up.
linen?
I do have a little problem, though, with my laundry room.
What?
And it's pretty functional. It's more function over fabulous. It is a little fabulous, but it's not like some of these ones that you see on Pinterest that just look like you could, you know, pull up a chair and live in that room. I have to really work on keeping it organized because it's so easy for it to get cluttered.
Well, it's like a collecting room, right? It there's stuff coming in all the time.
You know, it's those task rooms that you do something in for one purpose and like, oh gosh, I don't know what to do with these three handbags till I go upstairs, and they get put in there and then sort of forgotten. So I really have to work at keeping it organized.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I have a question, which is maybe when did the big switch over from the top loading to the front loading happen?
Oh.
And is it efficiency only?
No, it's looks. Don't you think they look better?
Well, I also think it's ease. I think they're much easier to load than the top.
Yeah. Okay. And you can run a counter over them as opposed
to
obviously
you cannot
run a counter over the top loaders.
Right. Well, if you have the stands, you absolutely cannot. And I have a tip for that, and then we'll get back to this. I have two big baskets that I put up on top of one on the washer and one on the dryer. And I keep like hangers in it. And the other one, I keep my, I have a robotic floor cleaning system, and I keep that in there. So I can, it can hold a lot if you put big enough baskets, because that's a great place to store things. Now let's circle back to what you were saying about how long ago did we go to these big new
I mean, I think because at first that was just really 6 years ago was my first set. But also, they wring the water out so well. So I think they're really...
Yeah, they're more more efficient. Yes. So my first set of those was probably, oh gosh, like 14 years ago. But I mean, always growing up, it was like you open the top of the laundry. And I think the front loads were always commercial ones.
Well, I think it's just kind of the new look where everybody... Yeah, I mean, I think they've always been around, but then they just got really hot because people suddenly realized, hey, you know, I want all these cool, you know, industrial-looking appliances, you know, restaurant-grade-looking appliances in my kitchen. I want them in, you know, these cool-looking appliances in my laundry room as well. I mean, people really started looking to upgrade those utilitarian rooms. So,
But I think efficiency might be the number one driving.
Well, that's an issue too, for sure. Yeah,
so they do wring them out much better.
So I think one of the things that I think you can do to, if you wanted something functional but very pretty for your laundry room, is to have one of these big glass jars full of your laundry soap that you scoop out with a teacup. And I got that idea from Yvonne.
Yes, I do. I have
you must be listening to the podcast because she talked about that.
I've seen it on her blog too. And she's got this homemade laundry soap. So tell us about it.
You know, I do. And it's very efficient. It works well. You do not need a lot. The issue is I think people over suds, let's say,
and you have to be careful about that in the new washing machines.
Absolutely.
You don't want it to over suds.
Absolutely. And it cleans very, very well. And I'll put that in the show notes, and I keep that in a big glass canister.
And like is it
said,
a natural?
With a teacup.
Is it
well, I wouldn't say it's natural, no, okay. Because there are some things that are in it that, you know, are not natural.
Well, it looks pretty.
It cleans very, very well.
Okay,
well, great. I use those little tabby things.
Those what?
Oh, the little
pods?
The little pods.
Mm-hmm. Pellets or whatever. Yeah, the pods.
Yeah, the pods.
I've seen those.
Yeah, I don't think those are natural either, but.
Sometimes I put them in the girls' lunch.
No, they're not natural.
The washing machine, you know?
I think actually they're poisonous.
Yeah, they don't look natural. Yeah. They're not
grown on
trees.
And you have to keep those away
anywhere.
From the little guys. Yep.
Yeah. No, I just went for ease of use under my curtain situation because sometimes the light didn't even work. And so I'd be coming out at night and like, oh, this is not great.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't want to have to measure anything. Just grab one of those and pop it in. But I might have to, because I love the idea of the big glass jar with the pretty you know, homemade detergent with the teacup in there. I mean, that's just so
and
so
you know,
darling.
Kelly, it makes tons and it's so economical.
Well, I'm going to do that then.
I actually make it in a big contractor grade outdoor garbage bag.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to explore that for sure. Hey, so I, you know, as I said, I'm doing this laundry room now, and I'll put the link to the sink I'm thinking about in the show notes. It's so cool. And I hope it'll work out. I really want to get it. It's from Rejuvenation. Do you guys know Rejuvenation?
No. Tell me about it.
Well, it's a shop they have a brick and mortar shop not too far from me mm-hmm. in Culver City. And but they you've probably gotten their catalog. It has great reproductions and definitely of the moment, but you know, period look for a lot of the different, like, you know, arts and crafts mm-hmm. and Victorian mm-hmm. and mid-century. So it's very cool. But there's this sink, which is kind of, they call it like their bucket sink, and it's very industrial looking. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like something that might be in a janitor's closet, but I'm just in love with it.
Kelly, does it hang on the wall?
It does.
I've seen those. They are, yeah, I'm in love with those too.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do that with the gray trim, but I'll you guys can let me know. Oh, I'm just looking at it on site. It's made in Germany as well. So maybe I'll just
You have something
wasn't your,
for German.
Wasn't your husband made in mm-hmm. Germany as well?
My husband, mm-hmm. well, he was, let's just say there was a night in Germany, but he was actually born here in America. it's called the ALAP, A-L-A-P-E, bucket mm-hmm. sink. Mm. And they have it in blue trim or gray trim, and I'm going to check that out. But I had another idea because my room is going to be sort of on the narrow side, but I have mm-hmm. these small machines, so they don't protrude very far from the wall. So I'm thinking in running a counter and then one end having this sink, which I mean, you could put something under it, but probably a basket because it's not really made to sit into a counter or a cabinet. Mm-hmm. And then what do you think about this idea? At the other end, I have this old dresser that was in one of the girls' rooms and we can't fit it in there now. And
I love where you're going.
Oh, stick with me. And I'm going to, it has five drawers. So I was going to paint it and then maybe, I don't want to be too cutesy, but maybe put everyone's initial on one of the drawers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And that could be their clean clothes.
Their pickup station. I love that idea. That would save you so much
work. And I have to be careful not to say I have a pickup station in my house. People could take that the wrong way.
I love that idea.
But you know what'll happen? No one will ever
pick
it up.
Well, you know, I was going to tell this story on Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
His mother did the same
thing. Bobby, don't listen to this.
I know. Don't listen to this part, Bobby. His mother did the same thing with, she had three children. So growing up, she did the same thing. She washed, she dried, and she put their clothes in piles, but they had to go put them away. Bob's entire wardrobe was down in the basement. And his mother wouldn't take them upstairs. So he just rifled through everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so you just have to train your girls.
Bobby would just go get dressed downstairs.
Yeah, he would just go down to the basement and find everything.
My daughter, I would do all her clothes, and then she has a caregiver that comes over and helps her. It's my daughter with Down syndrome. So I put her clean clothes in a basket and I would put it in the room. But my daughter is a neat freak. And so every time she would see that basket, I'm sure she would go, oh, these are clothes. These go in the laundry room. She would take every one of those clean clothes and throw it in the floor with, you know, especially if there was something wet in the laundry room, mm-hmm. all her clean clothes would go on top of like a wet towel.
She's trying to be helpful.
She was trying to help me, and it was just, so anyway, I've had to.
We have stories about clothes, about laundry room and clothes.
Yeah, we've had to go a different direction, mm-hmm. but so just.
Well, that's my fan.
So it's a nice laundry room. It's nice in theory, Kelly. It might work in your house. I don't know. You do have girls.
Yeah, and you know,
I love that idea.
I love to use everything, and it breaks my heart to have to get rid of this dresser, and mm-hmm. I'm going to have to store it somewhere because I can't let go of it. It's too pretty. So I was thinking that might be a good way to
use it. Oh, Kelly, that's a fabulous idea.
Yeah,
here's another thing you should have in your laundry room if you don't mind changing gears a little bit.
Sure.
Have a place like for your lost socks. I don't know about you.
Oh, not a drawer.
I've tried everything. I've tried the mesh bags or those little clips you put together. And it gets to the point where, let's just buy new socks. What about putting a basket in there?
Yeah, well, I have one in my...
You have a drawer, okay.
I have a drawer, but it's stuffed full. Where did these socks go?
I kept it to myself because I thought it was just me. Like, what is wrong with me? Why are my socks getting divorced? Why can I not get them back together again?
There's some that are leaving. All socks,
they're not just divorcing. They're leaving.
Yeah, well, all socks want to find their way out. So the ones that are missing, they're escapees. So so when you only have one, the other ones actually escaped your house.
So it's actually gone. So she just gone. Every once in a while, I just say I give up and I throw a whole bunch of the onesies out.
Yes, exactly. And you buy new socks. Yeah.
Well, and then, sometimes I even here's a tip. Sometimes not, you know, not the girls' little like decorative socks or something like that, but like, you know, my husband's, maybe his workout socks, like those Hanes or whatever. I put them on my hands and I dust with the solos.
Oh, and then I just throw them out. Such a good idea.
I just throw them out.
And or then if you're like my husband, close enough is okay.
Oh, yeah. We're very casual.
Yeah. Okay. Socks. They're both black. Maybe one has a, you know, ribbing, the other one doesn't.
I can't do that for my husband. I mean, it would not be good if he gets to work and people think he's... Yeah. You can't put those navy socks with the black ones. So, and that's the other thing. Boy, you better put those together when you've got plenty of light, because it's so hard to tell.
It is. But so you need good lighting in a laundry room too. There you go.
That's right. So let me just say one thing. The only artwork I have in there is one portrait of my girls, which reminds me, you don't forget this offer with the canvas people.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That would be great in the laundry room.
It is. Just be careful, because it can be, you know, a humid environment. So just watch any kind of delicate artwork. So if you're running that washer and dryer, you might want to put that vent on and make sure you're getting rid of all that extra moisture, so it doesn't, you know, damage any, you know, delicate artwork you have.
Oh, good point.
And I just have one more little tip. Make sure that you clean your dryer vent.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Will you will you put the link to your little
dryer vent cleaner? You bet.
Dryer.
Absolutely.
Snake?
A lot of home fires are caused by people not cleaning their dryer vents.
And don't go off and leave your house with your dryer running.
Oh, I do that.
Or your washing machine.
Oh, I do that too.
I got to change my ways.
Me too. Is the dishwasher okay?
You're not supposed to do that either.
You're really not supposed to leave anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because if it somehow springs a leak, you could have water everywhere, and then with a dryer, there's a fire hazard. So
that's true. Anita, thank you for that reminder.
Okay. Well, let's cheer everyone back up and remind them of our our special giveaway from canvaspeople.com. So go pick up your 11x14 free canvas. I mean, that would just be silly-milly if you didn't do that. So I want you to head over there and use the code decorating. Really, no one wants to be silly-milly. Okay, but we do want you to remember that we are here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.